That is the delightful voice of Ellie Holcomb. She is an author. She is a musician. She's joining us today to talk about Don't Forget to Remember and the album Sing, Remembering Songs. Ellie, welcome back to Mornings with Carmen.
Hi, Carmen. It's great to be with you today.
Oh, it's just wonderful to have you back. This book and this album are just a delight. I've described it this way. You have a new generation of little fans, right? So these are children's books. These are really designed for kids, but they delight the heart of adults as well. It's a great, literally, the book is a great reminder of who God is and how available he is to us right now in terms of his love for us.
Ooh, yes, ma'am. I actually just, when y'all played that little clip, I just started crying. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my mama heart needs to hear that these days. I did not know, you know, sort of the environment that I would be releasing this book and this music and that we would be facing kind of what we're facing right now. So I'm like, okay, our work is to remember as followers of Jesus.
I think that's just that is a great reminder. Our work is to remember, to not only recall who God is and what God has done and how faithful he is throughout generations, but how present he is right now to be who he is. And that all creation reminds us of that. I love the connection here to Psalm 19. Talk with our listeners about how Psalm 19 really comes to life in this project.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was wanting to write a book that would help, you know, I get to the end of the day as a busy mom and I'm like, have I reminded my kids of the really important stuff? I know I've told them to say please and thank you. I know I've told them to wash their hands before they eat their meal. There's so many little things that you're communicating to your kids. But at the end of the day, what do I really want them to know? And so I was looking for something just to help kind of drive home those ideas. And I started reading Psalm 19. And it says that the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim his handiwork. And I was just like, oh my goodness, if the heavens are singing about God's goodness and his love, how does the chorus go? What do the verses say? What if I could help my kids look at the earth and tune in to that song that he's playing every single day, day in and day out? Just like the sun comes up every morning, he is with us. His mercies don't run out on us. When they see the snowflakes falling from the sky, each one is different, just like he made each one of us different and special and unique. And so I just thought, man, if I could give my kids some of those tangible reminders that they could literally look out the window or walk outside and see evidence of God's love and care and faithfulness, I want that to be the song that gets stuck in their head, the song of God's love for us.
And that is really, I mean, for those of us who totally loved and enjoyed the first book, which was Who Sang the First Song, this is really a follow-on. Like, it, you know, who sang the first song? And then let's be reminded that day after day, creation still pours forth this speech. Night after night, you know, creation itself just reveals the knowledge of the glory of God. I mean, they may not talk like we talk, but it sings, right?
It sings, it does. And you know what, Carmen, I think I love that you're making that connection. I call these books like brother-sister books, you know, because it's like, the first book kind of says, okay, hey, God sang the earth into being because he made the earth and every single one of us to sing. And then the second book kind of explores, okay, well, what is the song saying that earth sings every day? And I love that during this particular time, this really hard moment, there's a lot of loss, there's collective grief right now with this COVID-19 thing that we're all facing. And I just love that this happened in the season of spring, because we are in this season where everything, like the trees outside at the beginning of this, really looked dead and brown. And literally over the course of the past couple of months, we've seen life come from dead things. And that is what God is in the business of doing. And so I'm like, oh, Lord, I need creation song right now. I need to tune in and listen well.
Absolutely. So we're going to share with people a little bit of the Sing album, Sing Remembering Songs by Ellie Holcomb. But let me just tell people what they're right now really wanting to know, which is where they can find this beautiful book and this great album. Just go to ellieholcomb.com. Ellie is spelled like you would imagine. Holcomb is spelled H-O-L, and then the word comb, like you comb your hair. So Ellie wholecome.com. Yes. What you're looking for is don't forget to remember and sing remembering songs. If you don't already or haven't ever checked out her first book, please do that as well. And because we have great, wonderful ministry partners at both B&H Publishing and Ellie's music publisher at Full Heart Music, we actually have 5 book and CD combo bundles to give away today. So if you would like to enter the drawing for one of the 5 sets that I have, the book and the CD, text the word book to 877-933-2484. Ellie Holcomb and I will be right back.
Did the waves make a song as they crashed to the shore? Or was it the whales or the lion's first roar? Did the first flowers hum as they burst into bloom? Or was the first song when the thunder went boom?
Continuing my conversation with author, songwriter, singer, mama, Ellie Holcomb. We're talking today about her second book, Don't Forget to Remember, and the accompanying album, Sing Remembering Songs, one of the pages of which says this: when you can't see the end of the ocean so blue, remember, God's love never runs out on you. And just like a sailboat that fills up with wind, we feel most alive when we're filled up with him. Ellie, the book is delightful. The book has a singing quality to it. The rhythm of it is evident. The accompanying album is really sweet and delightful as well. Talk with us about how songs help us, particularly when we're trying to, you know, engage emotionally with little kids who maybe don't have all the words that adults have to talk about their emotions or their feelings in a particular season. Talk about the power of song.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Well, when I was writing these books, and when I started memorizing scripture with a friend of mine who battles depression about 10 years ago, and God's word, Carmen, has changed me. And it hasn't necessarily changed my circumstances every time, but it's given me solid ground to stand on when the shame storms start rolling in. And I just am like, how can I pass God's word down to my kids? And so I've tried to memorize scripture with them. And this came about very organically because scripture is really hard to memorize, as it turns out, for me and for my kids. And so I would end up just singing with them. And when I think back to my years growing up in the church, the songs that I used to sing as a kid, my God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. There is something about music that can help truth have just a second to settle from our heads down into our hearts. And for whatever reason, God made me to where when I sing, I believe. And I think that's a lot of us. It helps us not just say the truth, but really sit and marinate in it. And so that is my hope. I think the songs that I want to get stuck in my kids' heads are the truths of God's love for them, of his companionship, that he has purpose for their lives. Those are the songs that I want to get stuck in their head. And so my hope is that these songs will be like little tools and companions and fires to gather around at the end of the night to warm our hearts and our minds and our souls by the light of God's love for us.
Oh, I love that. So I've been, I have been, and I continue to be actively engaged right now in a spiritual battle that's really being raged over another person who I deeply love. And one of my friends recently suggested that equipping that young person with music, like that one of the spiritual weapons that he lacks in his life is a soundtrack that is playing in his head and in his heart with which he can defend himself against the flaming arrows of the evil one. Like, right. I mean, the enemy found a way into his life because he didn't know how to guard his heart. And so the way in which you are describing helping us help our kids get music and therefore scripture, because your music is all scripture based, helping them That's get right. the word of God in not only into their little heads, but into their hearts in order that they will be equipped not only to praise God, absolutely, but in order to, in times when they need it most, they are going to have That's a right. reservoir upon which to draw.
Ooh, yes, that is it. I think for me, so often, I'm just like tearing up, Carmen, because So often music has felt like a covering for me. And it's just, it feels like a shield and a rampart, or those wings, the Psalm 91 wings, where I've just, sometimes I haven't had the words or the strength to know how to pray, but I can hang on to a song. And even if it's, I can't sing along at the time, somebody else can sing the truth over me. So I just feel, I feel really honored that I get to do that for my own kids, and then for anyone else, feels like a deep privilege and an honor that I do not take for granted.
Well, I hope there's an Ephesians 6, Psalm 91 combo book and CD next.
I think this might be the starting point of my next children's book.
I love that. I love that.
Right,
Ellie,
here.
Talk with us. Just talk with us about what you're experiencing right now in your own, not just in your family life, but it occurs to me that musicians are all, each and every one, small business owners. And this is such a weird, strange time to not be able to be with people when you are particularly in an industry that relies so heavily on getting out there and being with people.
With large groups of people, yes.
Yeah,
yeah. It's kind of like
massive numbers in one place.
Hopefully more than 50, yeah. It has been, our industry is hurting. It is hurting so much, just in terms of being the small business owners. We're really kind of breathing deeply and just having to kind of prepare for potentially the worst outcome, because you just want to be wise, you know? And so we're like, we may not be able to gather with more than 50 people throughout the rest of the year, maybe even longer, because we feel like we've heard from a lot of different sources that we may be sort of the last thing to be reinstated as we come out of quarantine, because it is gatherings of large people. And then will people even come? Will they feel safe to be in a big group? But it is, I was just writing a letter to a fan that sent us some fan mail actually this morning. And she was just, we've been singing, my husband and I have been singing in our kitchen every night. We're calling them kitchen covers, because we want to continue. Music has been such a gift and a balm for us. And so that's a huge part of our work. It's a huge part of what brings us purpose and joy to carry that into the world. And we can't actually leave our house right now. So we were like, we're just going to sing from our kitchen. So we're singing songs that have brought us joy, that have brought us comfort, that have brought us hope from our kitchen every night, and putting them out on Instagram and YouTube. And it has been so sweet. We heard from a fan. We're hearing from fans all the time, but she wrote us a letter and just said, thank you for being like my family during this, when I can't go see my family right now. And I just started, I was like, okay, we're just being creative and finding ways to continue. And this is all of us, right, Carmen? We're just finding ways to continue to use and utilize our gifts in this season and in the best way that we can.
So I feel like the production quality of your kitchen covers is probably significantly much higher than my Cooking with Carmen Tasty Tuesday Facebook Live.
I don't know, girl.
I'm telling you, it's totally my effort to teach one of my kids how to cook, because I'm using her as my videographer. So it's like totally, it has nothing to do with like cooking, right, on Facebook. It has everything to do with the impact in my own house. And
that
I just, I love
perfect.
It. Okay. So people can find kitchen covers. Actually, if you go to YouTube and just look for kitchen covers, that's where they are. Kitchen
that's
covers
right.
with Drew Holcomb looks like what pops up first. And you can just subscribe to it. That's really fun. Go to ellieholcomb.com to find everything else we've been talking about today. I do have, because of the generosity of B&H Kids Publishing and Ellie's music publisher, Full Heart, I do have combo packs of books and CDs to give away today. So if you'd like to enter the drawing to receive one of those bundles of Don't Forget to Remember and Sing Remembering Songs, just text the word book to 877-933-2484. What an absolute delight. You know that we love and appreciate what you do, but more importantly, we love and appreciate who you are as a sister in Christ. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us this morning.
Thank you for letting me come. I so love you, and love that you're sending hope every day out onto the radio waves. Bless you for what you're doing too, Carmen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Blessings. We'll be right back.